Yesterday we had a little introduction about in general Hilchos Brachos, the general structure, the Tzuras HaBracha, you know, which words were essential to Bracha, the words Baruch, the word Atah, Hashem, Melech HaOlam, the requirement of saying Malchus, various Brachas that may be lacking Malchus and how to accomplish that. We also discussed about saying Brachas in other languages, spent a little time on that, interesting Machlokas Rambam Ravid. So today we're going to hone in a little bit on particular Birchas Hananim. Now this is also going to be an introductory shiur about the general Birchas Hananim. It's going to be somewhat of a survey throughout Gemaras and Brachas, understanding the nature of such a Bracha, but hopefully have a good introduction to all these sugyas we're going to be attacking for over the next few weeks. So this starts right in the beginning of the sixth parak in Ketz Mevarchim. The Mishnah first lists various Brachas that we say. Ketz Mevarchim, what do you say in HaPeros? And Peros Ha'ilon, fruits that grow from the tree, of course, we say Ha'etz, except for wine. Wine's different. We're going to get to a discussion of why the bracha wine's different. Wine, you say Ha'gafen. Peros Ha'aretz, fruit that grow on the ground, which is interesting, you say Ha'dama. And the Gemara later on, Mishnah later on says Yirakos, you also say Ha'dama. Is there a difference between Peros Ha'aretz and Yirakos? Fruits of the ground and vegetables seem to be the same thing. But either way, you say Ha'dama on both of them. And of course, there's the pas and bread, you say Ha'motz. So Mishnah just basically lays out basic halachas that we're familiar with. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know this, that you're supposed to say brachas prior to eating? So Gemara suggests, there's a lot of back and forth. I don't want to get into too much if you didn't see it. It's worthwhile seeing. Gemara first suggests, learn from Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem is said in the context of Net Teravai. What's Net Teravai? So the first 3 years of your fruit, you have a fruit tree in your backyard in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps Chutz La'aretz as well. There's an Isser Arlo. The first 3 years, you can't get any Hanah from that. You can't eat it. Fourth year, Net Teravai, it's called. You take that fruit and bring it to your Yerushalayim. That's Net Teravai. And in the Pasuk Net Teravai, it says, Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. That this Kodesh, you should praise Hashem. Why Hilulim? Why in the plural praise Hashem? So the Gemara tells us to teach us that you require bracha before you eat the Net Teravai and a bracha after. So Mikan, from here, Rabbi Kiva learns, She'asu la'aldam she'yitom klum kodem she'yivarach. From here we learn it's asur to taste any food prior to saying a bracha. So Gemara challenges this source. Kodesh Hilulim teaches me a bracha before, bracha afterwards. It's needed for another reason. It's needed to teach you achle v'hadar achle, meaning that in order to eat Net Teravai, if there's a possibility, you could redeem the fruit. Net Teravai is a certain inherent kedusha. You could achle with a ches. You could remove the kedusha from Net Teravai and achle with a chaf and eat that fruit. That's what Hilulim is also Chilulim, Rashi says. You could switch the hay and the ches, and you say Hilulim, Chilulim, that means chalal, to redeem the fruits. Now there's a rabbi which argues on this drush. It's not really Hilulim, Chilulim. He brings another reason why. Okay, anyways, that's the first need for Hilulim. And the second Hilulim, the double, the plural, is to teach us that Davar ha-ta'un shira ton chilul. Something that requires a shear, which is wine, wire requires shear, that requires chilul. Something that does not require shear does not require chilul. So I don't want to get too involved. A very interesting discussion comes up, Rashi Tosfos, the concept of ein shira ela hayayin. Gemara learns, what's ein shira ela hayayin? You only sing praise on wine. Why only wine? Next, the pasuk says, "V'tomer l'hem gafin hachadalti es tiroshi hamisameach elokim." Through wine, you could rejoice to Hashem. You could praise Hashem. So we find that by nisach hayayin, carbon in this beach in the base of Mikdash, while they preparing the nisach hayayin, the wine libations, they would sing the songs of Levim. So the machlokas Rashi Tosas is that din of the yayin, is it the din of the carbon? Interesting machlokas, and it manifests itself elsewhere as. The Gemara goes on to say, so what's the source of Birchas Hananim? So the Gemara ends up saying, you know, it's really a kal v'chomer. We know you're supposed to say a bracha achrona. You're really supposed to say Birchas HaMazon, and that's v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta. And through that, the Gemara says, asip a kal v'chomer. I'll learn a great kal v'chomer. Kishu saveya, when he's satisfied, mivarach, he says a bracha. Kishu ra'iv lokolshkin, when he's starving, should he also, isn't it even more so obvious he should have to say a bracha prior to eating it? So Gemara rejects that somewhat, and he goes back and forth, a bunch of gzer shavas, tzad shavah, lo roizeh, lo kreizeh, and finally the Gemara concludes as follows. Svarahu, there's a whole Amud down. Svarahu, Asulo la'olim she'yehenem in ha'olim hazeh b'lo bracha. It's a svar, it's made for logic. It's forbidden to derive any hana from this world without saying a bracha. Many of you are probably familiar with such a svara, the Gemara in Brachos. There's an iser to get hana. And the Gemara goes on to explain what type of iser this is. The Gemara says another b'riser, Asulo la'olim she'yehenem in ha'olim hazeh b'lo bracha. You cannot derive hana without a bracha. V'chol hanena, anyone who does, min ha'olim hazeh, below bracha, what to compare to? Mal. The iser mi'ila. And the Gemara goes on to say, anyone who does this, it's ki'ilu nena mi'kacha shemaim. It's as if he gets hana from hektish. And the Gemara Nama Bey says, kol hanena, it's like ki'ilu goza le'kadosh baruch hu chneses yisrael. Okay, so a lot of stealing going on here, a lot of iser. This being the case, there's a big kasha on the Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah and Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Turning the pages. So the Rambam tells us, Medivrei Sofrim, you're supposed to say a bracha before eating anything. And writes the Kesem Mishnah, how do you know this? Because the Gemara tells us in Lamed Hayam and Aleph, the Yalfinan Lo Mikal V'Chomer. What's the problem? The Kesem Mishnah quotes the Kal V'Chomer, which is clearly rejected. So it's possible to say as follows. One can raise the following Chakira in Birchas Hananim. What exactly is the nature of Birchas Hananim? One hand, you could say, it's simply to be matir, the iser, gzela, the iser me'ila. To eat the food now without a bracha is an iser me'ila and iser gzela. By me saying a bracha, the bracha is matir, the iser. The bracha removes the iser and now allows me to partake in the food. That's the pashus of the Gemara. The other approach is that it's a chiyav bracha, midin hoda. There's a requirement to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to eating. There's no iser really. It's just simply a hoda, chiv hoda. Now that's the case. We can understand a number of interesting rashis. Rashi writes on our Gemara, Lamed Hayam and Aleph. When Rashi is explaining the svar of the Gemara, the svar that is an iser to eat, listen to his language very carefully. Ela svarahu, dechem dinene, tsarch lahodos lemisha baruch. He says, since you get hana, you have to give hoda. Why is Rashi talking about hoda at all? Furthermore, Rashi, in interpreting, this is a very small dig, but I think it's a true dig, and it's very consistent with Rashi Shita throughout. When the Gemara says, kol hanena mil ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha mal, Rashi says, kin nehena min hekdesh. He says, mal, kin nehena hekdesh. It's not really mal, it's like. And the truth is, the Gemara also had that language. The Gemara also presented it later on. And yet again, Amud Beis, he says, ki'ilu goes up. The Gemara is not telling us there's a real Issa Gzela, there's a real Issa Mila. It's a ki, it's like. The Gemara oftentimes exaggerates to get a point across. Birchas Hananim is very important, and if you don't, it's so bad it's like gezela. But it's not really gezela. It's not really an iser. Really, it's a bracha chiv hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to eating. Now that could be pshat in the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah says to Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara is not really rejecting. The Gemara works. We'll see later on. The Gemara seems to support even Lamaskana Kal V'Chomer. But the Kal V'Chomer from Birchas Hamazon is as follows. If when you finish eating and you're full, there's a requirement to bench, which of course is a Birchas Hoda, thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the food. Kal V'Chomer, when you're hungry, you're supposed to also say a Birchas Hoda. That's what the Rashi says, Tzarch L'Hodos. That's why the Kesem Mishnah has a Lashon of, he used the Kal V'Chomer as the source of Birchas Hananin.
How is the Kal V'Chomer with Hoda?
Because the Kal V'Chomer is being learned from Birchas Hamazon. Just like benching has to be said when you're satisfied, Kal V'Chomer you have to say bracha when you're starving. So if we learn from benching,
but if you did hodah, then I feel like the kavod doesn't work because you're going to praise more when you're more satisfied at the end, as opposed to the beginning when you're not satisfied when you're praising more.
No, because the Gemara suggests that you're going to praise more even before. You're so hungry, you really want that food badly. You're really going to give hodah to Kadosh Baruch. When you're full and you're lethargic, your hodah may not be as powerful as when you really need it. Good. Yeah.
The request could be a din of hodah. I mean, Isser and the Chiv could all be in the same realm of hodah. If you're required to give hodah.
But if you're required to give hodah, so
genuine,
if let's say there's a real Isser. Let's say you're saying after, if you eat it without a bracha, there's real Isser Mila. How is a hodah going to remove that Isser? Okay. So, going even further, Rashi L'shitasa, we see this all throughout, Rashi L'shitasa, but at least within the sugya we just read, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the very top Rashi, the Gemara tells us that if someone benefits from this world without saying a bracha, it's Ki'ilu Gozel. Rashi says, Gozel l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu es birchasa. You've stolen a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. That's what it means. Look at the Marasha there. Marasha has a much simpler understanding of what this means. What do you steal? You stole his food. No, it means goza mamish l'kadosh baruch hu osa davar she'ocha. You stole his food.
That's what Rashi said.
No, the Rashi says you stole his bracha. The Maharsha writes you stole the food. The Maharsha takes the Isser very seriously. If you eat this food without saying a bracha, there's a real Isser Mila. You stole the food itself as a davar she'aser. Machalas asirot, it's aser. Rashi doesn't take this Isser seriously, as we've proven already. The requirement of a bracha is a bracha. If you didn't say the bracha, you stole that bracha. The bracha was supposed to be given praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. By you not saying it, eating without the bracha, you stole the bracha away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no Isser on the food itself. So this is Rashi L'shitasa all over the place. So this basic machlokas, whether birchas nenin is a matir of the Isser, or it's simply a birchas hodah, is going to manifest itself in a number of places throughout Gemara brachos. Let's go one by one. The Gemara in Yud Beis and Aleph talks about a case. I don't want to get too much detail here, but you're holding a cup of beer. Sorry, a cup of wine. You think it's beer. You start saying Baruchat Hashem, thinking it's beer. You realize it's really wine. You switch to wine, and all these different permutations. It goes on for like 20 lines. And the Gemara, in the end of the day, doesn't have a good conclusion what to do with such a suffix case. It's a case of a suffix. How do you paskin, basically, in the case of a suffix, in the context of brachos? What would you say? Lahakel. Suffix, brachos, lahakel, right? So, Tosos there, Dibur Maskil Lo, writes, Perish Harif, Hashta Dilo, Ifshu Tibayin, and since the Gemara never comes to a conclusion, Azlinan Lakula. You go Lakula. And even if you start saying Bechamra and you complete with the Shachar of a beer, you're Yotze. The Re in the Tosas writes, L'chumra, D'tzorach L'varach Pam Acheres. No, you have to repeat the Bracha. You have to say the Bracha properly. Whatever the particular case is, you have to say the Bracha properly. Writes the Rekivi Eger and the Gilyan Ashas on the side there. Says, what do you mean? How could Tosos and the Rif Paskin L'kula? You're right, in general. There's a concept of suffik brachos lakula. Let's say it comes to birchas mitzvah. So it's a suffik whether you said it. Or maybe there's a suffik whether you're chayiv in the mitzvah. So you say you're chayiv to do lulav. We're not sure. So you shake the lulav, but don't say the bracha. That's when you say suffik brachos lahaka. Birchas mitzvahs. And quote to Marsha, which supports some sacham as well. But birchas hanenin, asr lechel b'la bracha. You can't just not say bracha and eat the food. You're going to violate the Isser. So it's clear Kveger thinks it's a real Isser Mamish, it's an Isser Me'ila, it's an Isser Gzela, and therefore in the case of a Safik, you should employ Safik Isura L'chumra. And therefore have to repeat the bracha to eat it, while Tosfos, at least the one opinion, really the riff holds that it's really Safik Brachos L'hakel, because there's no real Isser here, rather it's simply a Birchos Hodah. Now it comes out interesting, Kveger quotes a Marsha in Psachim, which has the same idea that Safik Brachos Lahakel, but comes to Birchas then in Lechumra, the Marsha is Lishitasa. Marsha, who here Brachos says the real Isser Gzela. He also writes in Psachim, if it's a Safik Brachos, you should be Lechumra for Birchas Nen. Now we just said that the Rif, everyone with me? That the Rif says that when it comes to Birchas Nen, we say Safik Brachos Lahakel, because there's no real Isser. So you look in the Rif, very interesting, the Rif writes, right in the beginning of the sixth parak, the Rif writes, this Chof Dal Mabez, Tan Rabbanan, Kodesh Elulim Lashem, Milamed Shetan Brach Lefanav L'Achrof. He completely leaves out the Svara, just like Rashi, he leaves out the Svara entirely, and he quotes the initial pasuk Kodesh Elulim Lashem. Kodesh Hilulim Hashem highlights the Hilulim, the Hodah. Again, the Gemara rejected it initially, but somehow the Rif thought, even though it wasn't rejected, perhaps the idea is still true, that the Bracha of Birchas Nenen is a Birchas Hodah. And that's why the Rif also paskin Safek Lahakel in Birchas Nenen. Now, the Halacha, in terms of Safek, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch paskins in two different places. Paskins Lakula, he writes in Reish Tes Sif Gimel, Kol HaBrachos Im Nistapik Im Berichim Lav. If you're not sure if you said the bracha or not, the din is Einu Mevarech Lo B'tchila Lo B'sof. You don't repeat the bracha, whether it's a bracha Rishona, bracha Achrona. We always employ Safek Brachos LaHakel with the exception of one case, Chutz MiBirchas HaMazon B'pnei Shehi Shel Torah. Birchas HaMazon is the only case, since it's a Chiv Midraisa. If you weren't sure if you said it, you have to repeat. He says the same thing also in Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes, the same thing, Safek Brachos Lahakel. Now, there are a number of cases in the Gemara and Brachos where the Gemara or the Mishnah easily does away with the Brach Rishona. What do I mean? So Gemara and Tes Zayin and Aleph, I know he said we're not going to jump around too much, but just hopefully this will be the last year we'll be jumping around. The Gemara in Brachos Tes Zayin Amud Aleph tells us as follows. Quotes a Braisa, talks about workers. People who are working, they're getting paid hourly, they can't really disrupt their work because every second counts. They're taking away, they're stealing from their boss. So the Po'alim, the workers who are doing work next to the Baal Bayis, they could say Shema. They could take a few moments out to say Shema. They could say a Bracha before and afterwards and eat bread. And they could daven Shemoneh Esrei, but they don't go down to daven Shemoneh Esrei. However, there's a girsa in the Gra, and apparently there's a girsa in the Rif, that they would not say the Bracha Rishon. In other words, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether or not you could say a Bracha Rishon or not. So what's a machlokas? So l'chora, you would say, they're arguing whether it's not a real Isser or not. If it's a real Isser, so even in the case of working for a Baal Bayis, there should be no room to violate an Isser of eating food unblessed. But if you understand it simply Hodah, it makes a lot more sense how you could do away with the Bracha to avoid taking time away from the boss. Now, the Rif comes out to be a little bit of a Tzarchian though. The Rif says that one has to say a Bracha Rishona even though he works for the Baal Bayis. Now, if we said before the Rif thought it was a Birchas Hodah, so why not just do away with it? It's no real Isser. Work full time for your Baal Bayis. Any suggestions? Everyone hears the question? How do you suggest getting out of it?
That's only, he would say only in a suffering situation would you have to.
Why?
If you want to eat, you have to say a bracha, but if you're not sure or if this is some kind of suffix situation, he would say, that's what he would have, like, the hodah, force of the hodah.
He's saying the suffix is more important than the requirement to work with the Baal Bayis. you have to have a good reason to do away the bracha. Right. It's not enough of a reason when he's working for the Baal Bais, but when it's a suffix, there's enough of a reason to do with it. Okay. The answer that I thought was really very Baal Batish, that it takes 2 seconds to say bracha, hopefully a little more than 2 seconds, but it takes 2-3 seconds to say bracha Rishona, so it's not really taking away any time from the Baal Bais. So very simply, yeah, it's not a good enough reason, basically, to just do away with it. Just because it's Hodah, you can still say it without taking time away.
Sounds the riff.
Exactly. Exactly. Now there's another example of this. This is found in the Mishnah in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah does away with the Bracha Rishona as well. This is the first Mishnah in the third parak, Mishamesu. Mishamesu talks about Mishamesu Mutal Lefano. Someone has a relative who dies in front of them, not necessarily in front of them, but he has the responsibility to bury a relative. And he's Onin. Now the dinner of Onin, the Onin's Pater and Mitzvahs. He's pater in kriyashma, he's pater in tefillah, he's pater in tefillin, all called mitzvahs b'Torah. Sorry. Where'd that line go? Hold on 1 second. And so, among the things that he's potter in saying hamotzi. I think the Gemara says this maybe. Yeah, the Gemara ends up saying, the Gemara quotes the case that if he's sitting next to the mita, he could eat, but he doesn't say bracha. Okay, ochel v'enu, here we go. Ochel v'enu mesiv, ochel v'enu ochel, basar, v'enu shosu yain, v'enu mevarich, v'enu mezami, he doesn't say bracha. What does mevarich mean? Rashi says you don't have to say birchas hamazon. But first he says you don't have to say birchas hamotzi. What do you mean? If there's an isser to eat the food, an onin doesn't have to do positive mitzvahs, but he can't violate isurim. He can't kill people. If there's an isser, how could the Rashi say? How could Rashi interpret this Gemara as saying that he could eat it without saying a bracha? Well, it makes a lot of sense for Rashi. Rashi says there's no isser in the first place. It's all simply a birchas hadah. So in the case, it's a mitzvah to say a birchas nanin. And in this case, so you, since you can't perform mitzvahs, you're potter from saying birchas hamotzi. But what are you going to say for the rishonim and the achronim who hold Israel Isser? How are you going to explain how the onin is allowed to eat without saying a bracha? I remember when I was learning, I think Masim Brachos? Yeah, I was learning Brachos. A number, I think it was like 7-8 summers ago, learning in the summer, and I had this question also, and I asked Rabbi Sobolovsky, he was in the base measure in Bnei Ashurna at that time, he told me the answer, which is basically Emet Bracha, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and says, no, you're right, there really is an Isser, but the Chachamim only create an Isser when there's a Chiyav Bracha. So whenever there's no Chiyav Bracha, the Isser falls away. So normally when you have to eat, so there's a real chiyuv bracha, and the isser is connected to the bracha is matir. There are certain exceptions, such as onin, where they were not able to institute a bracha because these pots were mitzvahs. So once there's no requirement of bracha, mimele the isser falls away as well. That's the, Rav Sobolovsky told me, and perhaps a guy from the Emet Bracha. However,
is that like applied to all the kind of mitzvahs there are?
I don't know.
When something's like so obvious that they can't institute something because the Torah, it's mandated from the Torah, then they don't institute it. I mean, you're saying they couldn't institute it because the onin comes before.
Maybe that's the idea, because.
When they're formulating it? Like, is that,
yeah, I don't know. They could have. If the whole idea, if they created this Isser, so the bracha is only a matzah, the bracha is not a mitzvah.
Right.
So they could have theoretically created such a requirement of there's no isser of matir for nonin. I'm not sure. So I'm more comfortable with the following. The truth is, there's a rash. Not a rush, a rash. A rash on his Perish and Demai. Perish and Demai, Perak Alf, Mishnah Dalad, which he interprets this Bryce and the Gemara very differently. He says, what does it mean, Einu Mevarech? Einu Mevarech means you cannot be motzi other people through a bracha. But you yourself have to say a bracha. That's the other interpretation. So this interpretation of the Rash would explain those opinions. There's an Isser. Yes, of course it's an Isser. And of course the Onin has to say the bracha. What the Gemara means, what the Brisa means, is that you can be motzi other people. why that is. I'm not sure why that is necessarily, but this at least supports the reasoning of the Isser. So this would be another nafkamina, whether it's an Isser or simply Berachas Hodah, does an Onen have to say Berachas Hodah or not? Now we passing like the simple pshat of the Gemara and Rashi, that an Onen in fact is pater of saying the Berachah before eating. If you look at the language of the Rambam, there's very interesting language. And Rabbi Leib Malin, Sefer, explains a very fine deacon Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchas Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, "Umidivrei Sofrim Levarach Al Kol Maichel Tchila." There's a requirement to say brach on every food first, prior to eating it. V'achar kach yehena mimenu. After the bracha, you could derive hona. V'chein im hiriach riach tov. So if you smell something, yivarech. V'achar kach yehena bo. V'afilu niskabin lechol. Even if you have intentions to eat or drink, even a kolshu, the smallest amount, also you have to say bracha. And then he writes, v'chohanen ablo bracha mal. Anybody who eats, sorry, anyone gets a no without making a bracha is mal. So he says, why is Ram put these in two different sections? The midivrei sofrim, there's a requirement to say bracha. And then at the end, he says, v'chol nena blo bracha mal. There are really two dinim here. There's a chi of bracha mitzad chovas haodah. And there's another, there's an isser aspect, an isser me'ila. Two dinim in the Rambam. That's what he derives from the language of the Rambam. Which, but the ikr, the real primary reason, nature of the bracha birchas nenen, seems to be the birchas haodah. The birchas haodah is the midivrei sofrim levarach hakol maichel tchila. To say a bracha before him. As an afterthought, he adds in mecho nene blo bracha mal. There's also the aspect of Isser Hana. We'll hopefully get into some of those dinim. There's also Rabbeinu, yeah.
Yeah, so how would you if that's going to be the stronger Isser, meaning how do you say that the Iker is the fact that it's a Hodah Bracha when the Iker is going to actually make you be, have an Isser and a Matir? How does it make sense to make it an Iker, not an Iker?
It's a very good question. So there are going to be certain cases where you're going to be able to neutralize the Isser aspect, but there'll still be relevance of Hodah. So one example we're going to see, not today, but probably in a few Shirim, that the Rambam says if you drink Shemen straight. The whole discussion in the Gemara, very interesting discussion. The Rambam paskins, you say a shahakal on the Shemen. But he writes, you say a shahakal because you don't get hana from Shemen. Shemen is mazik, a person. You drink Shemen, you rip your stomach apart. So, but you still say a bracha. Why? He says because you're not nene. What do you? Because you're not nene should be the reason why you should be pater entirely from a bracha. So I think one way to explain the Rambam is that you're still eating something. You're still drinking something. It's a food. And we'll see. We'll get into that again in a few days. So it deserves a bracha. It's a ma'isa achila. It requires a bracha. But since there's no hana, the Rambam is justifying why you only say shahakol, not ha'etz. Now, there's a lot of background you're missing here. He'd explain why it drops from the typical bracha of ha'etz of Shemen and drops down to shahakol. Because there's a case where there's no hana, but there's still achila, so you deserve a bracha. So they're going to be nafkaminas. That's a very, very good kasha. I think, according to the Rambam Shita, which again, beyond the shita right now, but I think Rambam may forbid you from eating it or drinking on Yom Kippur. But it's a great. Remember that in a few days, we'll bring that point up. I didn't see anybody who addressed that, but I think that'd be actually a fine nafkamina to so I'll have to write that one down. You'll see why it'll be relevant. Now there's also Rabbeinu Yonah, which seems to say there are two dinim, slightly different than the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah, this is found in Chaf Hem and Aleph on the Rif. The Gemara says, let me just give you the background of the Gemara for a second. The Gemara Lamed Hey, which I didn't read yet, I'll just tell you outside what he says. The Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Hey and Aleph says, so once the Gemara establishes that there's an Isser Me'ila, Gemara says, "Samay tekante." What's how are you going to fix the problem? How are you going to eat food? Gemara says, "When it's pashut, yelech etel chacham, go next to the chacham." This is one of the fascinating Gemaras. The Gemara like asks, I don't want to say a stupid question, but like Gemara says, "Walk to the chacham." So he says, Yech eats a chacham, my avilei. What did the chacham do wrong? We go to the chacham. He didn't do anything wrong. You did something wrong. No. The Gemara means, no, go to a chacham, the ikara, before you eat, v'yilmedenu brachos, and learn brachos, kadesh lo yavol lidei mila. In order to prevent yourself from violating mila, first learn the halachas from a chacham. As you mentioned here, it's very interesting. It would have been a good introductory shirosa to talk about how important a bracha is. That these are one of the only places we'll see the Merom Yisrael in a second, where the Gemara tells you go to a chacham to learn the halachas. And there's a Gemara in Baba Kama which tells us that in order to be a chassid, there are three things you're supposed to learn. You know what the three things are? Close. Brachas is one of them. It's actually one of the questions I think Rosh Hashanah asked in one of the cat's call of Bechinas. I think we were learning Baba Kama. So one of them is brachos, avos, pirkei avos, and nezikin. Those three things. Okay. I have what to say on those three. Simply speaking is brachos is ben adam l'makom, nezikin is ben adam l'chavero, avos is ben adam l'asma. That's a pashas of it. One of them is brachos. Why is brachos one of them? So brachos, and why is it the only one here mentioned that you're supposed to learn by a chacham? Brachos is something very, very technical. As we'll see when we get into the number of details of which fruit to say bracha, which vegetables, very technical. If you want to really know brachos, you have to really care. It's not a geshmak. Some of it's geshmak, but we'll see a lot of the technical details are not geshmak at all. If you want to really be dedicated, so someone who learns hilchos brachos is dedicated. He doesn't care about the geshmak as much, he cares about what's true, the emes. I think what to say about that. Anyway, so this Gemara, so you go to a chacham, you have to find out what brachos to say and what food. So right, Rabbeinu Yonon, Chafheim and Alp, the Daperif, he says, if you eat without saying a bracha, you chayv a carbon for each and every time. Sounds very, very serious. So you're supposed to go to a bracha, to a chacham. He writes, if you don't know, let's say the only bracha you know is shahakal, so you could say shahakal, and your yotze midei mila. Sounds from the Rabbeinu Yonon, Yoyote de Mila, but there's still another aspect of saying the appropriate bracha, of giving the appropriate hodah to Hashem. So Shahakal covers one din, Isser HaMila, yet the other din of the Birchas Hodah is not accomplished until you say the appropriate bracha. Now, it's a diuk in the Rabbeinu Yonah. As we'll see throughout, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to favor the Isser HaNah aspect, so I'm not sure from the other Rabbeinu Yonahs whether he thinks there's really two dinim, but there's a possibility exists. Now, just continuing to go through the survey of the general halachas of Birchas Nedarim, we're going to go into each of these detail much later, but there's another time you don't say bracha as well is when the food is mazik you. You eat something like we mentioned before, shemen. The Gemara in the bottom line, Haman Bey says, well, the Gemara earlier says, when you drink shemen, zayis, olive oil, you say ha'itz. So Gemara and Laman Hamid Beis carried to Laman Vavam and Aleph wants to know what's the case. If it means you drink straight olive oil, Gemara says that's the kashasi ozuki mazikle. That's mazik your person. You're not going to say a bracha on something that's mazik you. And the Gemara goes on to explain what's the case you say ha'aitz on olive oil. So why don't you say a bracha when something's mazik you? So Rashi writes there, ozuki mazik, legufe, it causes damage to a person. Ve'in zu achila. This is not an achila. And Rashi says, shetuna bracha. It's not an achila that requires a bracha, because the gabe bracha v'achalta ksiv. Because in regards to bracha, the word v'achalta is mentioned. Where's that pasuk? What's that pasuk? V'achalta, v'sivata, v'rachta. What's v'rachta referring to? Benching. What's the Gemara referring to? Brach Mishona. Rashi, once again, is getting to the Kal V'Chomer. He's referring to the source of V'achalta V'savata V'rachta, benching, to teach you a lach about Brach Rishona, because Rashi is L'shitaso, that's about a Kal V'Chomer, and therefore it's all Birchas Hodah, and therefore it's all about Achila, not Hana. Notice how no, it's about a Maisa Achila, giving Hodah for a Maisa Achila. And because drinking something that's mazigu is not an achila, it does not warrant a bracha. As opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif writes, why don't you say a bracha? She'ein de derech hana, he writes. She'kol dover she'mazik ein mevarech hanalav. It's not hana. Because Rabbeinu Yonah thinks it's about an Isser Me'ilah. The Isser Me'ilah is a serious thing. That's why you're pater from saying a bracha and telling mazik. Rashi says it's about achila, not hana. With me on that? Excellent. Now there's another discussion which everyone seems to agree, and there might be some of a discussion, we'll wait till Lama Tesam and Aleph, but simply speaking, we saw earlier the Rambam wrote that you say a bracha on a kol shu. Even in the smallest amount of food or drink, you have to say a bracha rishonah. Now that makes a lot of sense if you think there's an issur to get any hana from this world without saying a bracha. Even the smallest amount of food is considered hana, and therefore requires a bracha. But if you're of the camp of Rashi and the Rambam, that learn bracha rishonah from birchas hamazon, so you would have to have a shear of food. You don't bench on a small piece of bread, you bench on a larger piece of bread, a kezayis, so you're satisfied. Machlokes later on, kezayis, kebetza. So just like birchas hamazon would require a shear, so the bracha rishonah should require a shear. What's pshat? And we said the Rambam's in the same camp as Rashi. The Rambam says it's a birchas hodah. Yet the Rambam writes that even on a kol shehu, you say a bracha rishonah. What's pshat? So the Kesem Mishnah saves the day once again. The Kesem Mishnah l'shitaso. I love l'shitasos, if you can't tell by now. The Kesem Mishnah writes, and this is Hilchos Brachos, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. He says, why do you say a bracha rishonah even on a kol shehu? Shema yimloch, you might change your mind. V'yochel kishir, you might change your mind and decide to have a shir food. V'nimsha sheyatzarach bracha l'fanav v'im b'yad l'sakin, and retroactively it comes out you required a bracha for the first place. So just to be safe, you should always say a bracha, lest your a small amount turn into a larger amount. At what point though?
As soon as you realize, oh, I want more.
But then your bracha should have been in the beginning. I hear what's bothering you a little bit.
You didn't need to have the bracha in the beginning, but now you need the bracha because you're going to have even more. And now you're expecting to have. Now it's safe to assume that you're going to have even more than that little bit.
That seems like nibbling away. You never make a real decision. But you're like, yeah, here, and you never make that real decision in your mind. But in the end of the day, you actually had an amount of sheer kezias and you missed out on the bracha. I think even by the first time, who just takes a little piece? Right. So I guess you have to say, it's a very good question, you have to say, the Chachamim said, lo plug, you always say bracha rishonah. Because of that concern, they said, you always have to say bracha, and there's no relevance to bracha l'atala. I think you'd have to say that.
When it comes to kavachomer, just because you've been kavachomer from like A to B, do they always have to have the same halacha on each?
I think so. I think all the halachas should carry through.
Because the fact that you're making... you're able to bring like A to B because it's more strict and it's like a bigger deal, then it makes sense for like Bracha Rishonah to have more firmness. Because there it's going to be more clear that, because we're able to use a Kavah Chomer because it's more clear that you're going to need a Bracha in the beginning.
It is a very good point. No, it is a good point. But since we don't know anything about Bracha Rishonah, there's nothing about it. We only know from a Kavah Chomer of benching, so we can only learn from benching whatever halachas there are. So what comes out from the Kesem Mishnah, fascinating Kesem Mishnah, is that he's really struggling. It's really a Maisa Achila. You really need a shear for Bracha Rishonah, just like Birchas HaMazon. Remember, this is the same Kesem Mishnah who quoted the Kal Vachomer as the source of Birchas Rishonah, Bracha Rishonah. So all the halachas should apply. So why do you say Bracha on a Kol Shu? Because you might have to, in the end up eating a shear. And I think this might be Meduk and Lush in the Rambam in the beginning. When the Rambam says you say bracha even on a kol shu, he doesn't say you say bracha afilu kol shu. Because afilu niskaven lechol elishos. Why is he saying kavana? He seems to say even if you have kavana to only eat a kol shu, that doesn't make a difference because there's always the concern you might change your mind. There might be a small deek in the Rambam where the Kesem Mishnah learns this from. And moving on to other applications, we're going to get more involved tomorrow in the case of tasting. The Gemara talks about tasting food. This is the Gemara found in Yudalim and Aleph and Brachos. The Gemara talks about tasting in regards to in a fast day. You're allowed to taste in a fast day. You have to say bracha when you taste something. The Gemara says you don't have to say bracha when you taste something. So what's the case? So Tosis writes, if you taste it and spit it out, he quotes Rabbeinu Chanan, you taste it, spit it out. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chanan. However, Rashi makes no mention of this. Pashya says Rashi, says you're tasting it to know whether salt is needed or to be additional spices. But Pashya and Rashi is even if you swallow it. And there are Rishonim who explicitly say you're allowed to swallow it, and you still don't need a bracha. So I understand, according to Tosfos, why you have to spit it out. You have to spit it out is because if you swallow it, of course you need a bracha. If you swallow, you're getting hana. And it's involved to get any hana. If you taste it on your tongue and spit it out, that's not hana. That's why there's no bracha. But once you swallow it, of course you need a bracha. So there's a Tosfos and Mok in the case of spitting it out. But Rashi says there's no Isser hana by bracha. When you require bracha, what's the mechayev birchas enenin? Not hana. What's the mechayev for saying a bracha? When do you say a bracha? A maisa achila. Tasting something, even if you swallow, it's not achila. You're not intending on eating. Your intentions are tasting. A ti'ima. Ti'ima is not an achila. Ti'ima doesn't require bracha. Even if you swallow it, even if you get hana. Again, Mir Tashem tomorrow, we'll get more into that sugya. But once again, we see Rashi l'shitaso, and another nafkamina of Bir Chasanena Midin Hodo Midin Isser Mila. To connect the song we spoke about yesterday, we said we'll get back to it today. Yeah. We did not connect. We know. I don't think.
Regarding
Suffolk.
Regarding the. Okay.
So Tosa quoted the Rif.
Yeah.
Tosa himself, in the Rif, he actually said the Chumra, which would sound like it would be an Issa, which would be consistent. So Shkoyach on that. He is consistent. Now, we spoke yesterday about saying brachas and cholasha. And the Rambam said you have to understand, in the context of Kriyashma, the Gemara told us that you could say Shema in any lashon, you know. But you have to understand the language. Tosas and Sota says, you only have to understand the language when it comes to Shema and a few other cases. But when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, writes Tosfos, and the Magen Avraham, you don't have to understand what you're saying. Benching, you do have to understand. Birchas Hanenin, you don't have to understand. Mishabru, however, Paskins, you have to understand also Birchas Hanenin. What's the Machlokas? Given what we just spoke out, what's the machlokas? And I think Tosa would actually really shitasso to help you guys out. Benching, yes, I? Anyone else to take a stab at it?
So Tosa says you don't need to understand?
You don't need to understand Birchas Hanenin.
And who says you do?
Mishabur Paskins, and there are other Acharim who say you have to as well. Exactly. And even more so, Tosfos contrasts to benching. While benching does require understanding, Birchas Hanenin does not. Because Tosfos doesn't think you learn Birchas Hanenin from a Kal V'chomer, a benching. Rashi says it's a Kal V'chomer, so just like benching, it's a Hodah, you have to understand what you're saying Hodah for. So the Baruch Rishona, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. But Tosfos l'shitaso, no, there's no Birchas Hodah here for Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin is simply a mati. You don't have to understand what you're saying. You're not giving hodah. You can just say the formula, if you would. Just mati, whatever is needed. The maisa mati, that's all that's needed. But you don't have to understand the mati, what's being said. And it works out very nicely, I think. Now, there's another case. Again, we'll get into more of the next few days. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph and Lamed Ches Amud Aleph talk about saying a bracha on refuah, medication. Now, the medication the Gemara is talking about are foods. So let's say you have shemen zayis mixed with some other thing, and you're using it for refuah. Gemara says, "Kaven de islay hanah mine." Since you get hanah from it, you buy bracha. You have to say a bracha. So Rashi has this very strange line. Rashi writes, when you're saying the bracha on the hanah from refuah, he says, "Levad harefuah." There's hanah aside from the actual medication. Yesh lo hanah sachila. Not hanas achila. Just say hanah. What's hanas achila? Furthermore, Tosas on the side writes, based on this Gemara, he concludes the following. Let's say you're drinking mashkim ra'im, bad, disgusting water. Let's say it's inedible. You're drinking the water. If there's no hanah from this, so you don't say bracha. If there is hanah, you say bracha. Even though it's not ra'i la'achila, you're drinking dirty water, but you get a certain amount of hanah from it, whether it's you're satiated, you're quenched, you say bracha based on hanah. Rash, because Tosas l'shitasa. It's about hanah, not about achila. He doesn't care if the food you're eating is a davar meichel or not. If you get hanah, you say bracha. If you don't get hanah, you don't say bracha. As opposed to Rashi, it's all about the achila. It has to be roi l'achila. Rashi would argue on this probably. Mashkim roim, even if you get hanah, you wouldn't say bracha. This is not a davar meichel. It's not an achila on something that's not roi l'achila. That's why Rashi has to add in that word. When it comes to refuah, there's hanas achila. There's hanah from the food. It's a shemen mixed with a nigron, this ingredient. That's a food. That's something edible. Now, we mentioned before that the case of going to the chacham to learn the brachas. And we mentioned Rabbeinu Yonah. If you don't know it, if you, all you know is shahakal, so it's enough to say shahakal to remove the isamila. Nitziv writes, the Meromi saw the fascinating. He writes, what other isser are we advised to go to a chacham? Of course, if you want to know how to avoid the isser, you go to a chacham. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? So the Meromi saw this mechadish, and he's known to argue on Rishonim. And Nitziv writes, that lest you think, if you don't know a bracha, you can't eat. If you don't know bracha, maybe you shouldn't eat. Or says no. The chiddush here is it's best to go to a chacham to learn the appropriate bracha. If you don't know any bracha, if you don't even know shahakal, you eat. Eat the food. It's not a real isser. All the isserim, you can't violate the isser. You have to know what to do. This is not a real isser. This is like if someone doesn't have a mezuzah, he could go to his house and live in his house. He misses out. He's mevatel the aseh. As opposed to tzitzis, you can't wear dalek hanfilos without tzitzis. That's an isser. Bir chasanenin is not an iser. It's not like wearing dal kanfos. It's like going to a house without a mezuzah. You mevatel an aseh. He says it's all bitel aseh. So, nafkamina being, for our case, if you don't know a bracha, what do you do? Are you allowed to eat or not? Rambam said, this is of course you could eat. It's just a mevatel an aseh, but there's no iser involved. As opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's an iser involved. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah would say, if you don't know even shakal, maybe you have a big problem of eating. Big problem. You have to learn the brachas. We have 5 minutes left. Let's see if we do one more nafkamina. It happens to be a really beautiful nafkamina. The Gemara Memchesim and Beis, it also be a good segue for tomorrow's shir when we get into whether Birchas Nen is the Raisa the Rabbana. The Gemara Memchesim and Beis goes through darshaning various psukim and has some sources that Birchas Nen in fact is the Raisa. Rabbi Nosson is one of those opinions. He thinks Birchas Nenen is deraisa. How does he know this? He quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kivoachem." A pasuk in Shmuel, "Kivoachem ha'ir ben kain timsun." You go to the city, you're going to find "Beterm yala habamso lechel kilo yochla am ad bo ki yivarch hazevach achrechen yochla kru." You say the bracha on the zevach, and then afterwards you eat. So you say a bracha prior to the zevach, prior to eating the karbanos. What bracha do you say? Rashi writes, "Lemedcha shetan varich lefnei achila." To teach us, you say a bracha before. And which bracha? Baruch Hashem kiddushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu le'achol es hazevach. You say a birchas mitzvah on a karban, huh? Marsha b'pnei Yeshua. Tzlach, Mar Tzchitz, all the Achrim say, Rashi, we're talking about Birchas HaNen, not Birchas HaMitzvah, so they all throw Rashi out the window. So no, there's somehow implied in the pasuk there's a birchas and then in here as well. Not birchas and mitzvah. So I have to ask you a question. Birchas and nenin. Is it more related to birchas and mitzvah or birchas hoda? I'm sorry, bad question. Sorry. Is it more like a matir or... I'm going to say it. I'm not too good way to say it. If you're going to compare birchas and nenin to birchas and mitzvah, it's going to be a birchas hoda. Birchas and mitzvah, you're not being matir anything. You're doing a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. You're giving hodah of some sort that you're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he commanded you. You're giving some thanks, recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing. You're about to eat. You're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not being matir mitzvah. If you understand birchas and nenin as being matir and iser, has nothing to do with a birchas and mitzvah. Now I know that Rav Soloveitchik has this idea here. I'll explain Rambam in a different way than I think, which works out well for the Rambam to what I'm saying. The Marsha rejects Rashi because he thinks birchas nen is a matir. There's no connection from matir to birchas mitzvah. Rashi the shitaso. Rashi thinks birchas nen is a hodah, and therefore it's a birchas mitzvah. The Rambam has this famous Rambam. He writes in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel Hilchos Brachos. He says this is the famous kishem, and he says as follows: Uchashem shemavarchin al hana, kach mevarchim al kol mitzvah mitzvah hakach yase osa. So basically, wanted to say, just like birchas nen is a matir, birchas mitzvah is also a matir. I mean, who am I to engage in a mitzvah to Kadosh Baruch Hu? The bracha allows me to engage and to actually serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to suggest that no, they're both birchas hodas. Just like there's a mitzvah to say birchas hodah when eating food, so there's a mitzvah birchas hodah of some sort of birchas mitzvah. Rambam, if he wanted to formulate as a birchas nenin, he could have. If you look at, I wrote it down somewhere. Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes Hilchos Brachos, he writes, and then with this we'll conclude, Kishem she'osr lo la'odim lehenos m'maychel, just like this iser to get hana from food and drink, so to kach osr lo lehenos b'reach tov kodim bracha. That's formulating as an iser. He doesn't say the same way b'reachas mitzvah. He doesn't say there's an iser to... He says there's a kishem, there's a mitzvah to say it. When he wants to say an iser, he can, like he says in comparing to birchas hareach. That's Rambam also to dinim. We said there's dinim of birchas hodah and birchas hana. So that will end, and tomorrow we'll get into the details of whether birchas nen is a deraisa or a derabanan.